as we face that continuing task, we may know that the state of this nation is good, the heart of this nation is sound, the spirit of this nation is strong, the faith of this nation is eternal.
John and Gloria Golden are longtime residents of Hyde Park. Their personal history is fascinatingly wrapped in the history of the community and with FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt.
Gloria is the daughter of Reverend Gordon L. Kidd, who was rector of St. James Episcopal Church in Hyde Park, New York, from 1946 to 1966, as well as a former archivist for the Roosevelt Library.
John Golden is owner of Golden and Golden Construction in Hyde Park. His uncle Henry Golden was a chauffeur who wrecked FDR's car, and his grandfather tended horses at the Vanderbilt farm. They have wonderful stories, and they are just Mr. and Mrs. Hyde Park, and it's a great pleasure to welcome John and Gloria Golden to our program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, George.
The two of you are such a part of the fabric of this community, have done so much and have seen so much, and obviously have seen a lot of changes in Hyde Park. When you think back to those days, and so many of us that are curious about that time want to mine the stories that you have of what it is like to be on your way somewhere and see the President of the United States driving down the street.
Would you believe it, Joe? I go back a long way in Hyde Park. I'll be 90 very shortly. But I really believe in 1928, I remember the FDR running for governor. We were at dinner one evening, and we just about finished dinner, and my father said to me, "Bud, grab your coat. We're going to pick up Uncle Hen, and we're going in a torchlight parade." And I grabbed my coat, and we had an old Hudson car, motor car. We went down the street and picked up Uncle Hen, and we went in this torchlight parade. And my father had made a couple of torches, a couple of long sticks like 2x2s with oil-soaked rags on the end, and he lit them up, and they held the torches out the window. And I can remember there was a whole line of cars with torches out the windows, and we drove around town, went out in the country a little bit. I suspect we probably ended up down here at Springwood, but I really don't know. But that's my first memory of election and politics and FDR in Hyde Park here. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Now you would see him. I mean, there's pictures within the exhibits of how often he would take rides around.
See, he drove around town often in his Ford. Matter of fact, I used to try to follow him on my bicycle. I couldn't keep up with him, but he often rode alone through town, and it was very easy to notice him going through the village here.
What would you have done if you had caught up with him?
I'd probably been a little bit overwhelmed. It was overwhelming sometimes to see him. We used to see him in church quite often when he was in town. He would come to church, and we knew when he was coming, he would be the last one in church, and his auto would drive up in front of the church doors, and just the clanking of his steel braces, we knew the president was here. And
now, Gloria, your father was the rector. How was he in church?
What do you mean?
He come in.
Well,
like,
FDR.
Was he nice?
Was your father rector of the church after, right?
Right.
FDR passed.
Yeah, our family moved to Hyde Park in 1946.
I see.
So it was after Roosevelt had died.
But was this his church?
Yes.
Yes. And did people talk about the way it was?
Well, no, not too much that I remember. Yeah. We did know Mrs. Roosevelt, though.
Yeah.
She was coming back to Hyde Park after her husband died, and we all came together, really. We all came about the same time.
Mm-hmm. When you took the job as an archivist for the Roosevelt Library, what was that like? Because it was in the early days of the library.
Yes, it was 1950. I was here for 5 years in the 50s. And I wasn't an archivist. I was a library.
All right, hold on. Let me just correct
a library
that.
Assistant.
A library assistant. And what is yeah. and what did that mean?
I worked in the research room.
And what kind of
cataloging books and getting papers out for researchers.
But again, Eleanor is still alive, and there is a lot of activity here on the property. And I assume yes. people are just starting to come to terms with the Roosevelt era at that time.
Yes, I think so. I think you're right.
And, go ahead.
My wife's favorite part of her work, I think she worked with Miss Sukley in the library in those days. And they had tea every afternoon at 3 o'clock at the library here.
Yes.
Fond recollections of Daisy Sukley.
Miss Sukley was in charge of the photographs, and she was an expert at that. She knew everybody, so she was a good person to be in charge of photographs.
What was she like?
She was very prim and proper, and she loved her tea every afternoon.
Did you get anything to eat with it, or was it always just tea?
Cookie, maybe.
If you were lucky, a cookie. When you think of those days and those conversations, I mean, obviously so much has then been written about her and about the president and her time here. And, I mean, how do you put all of that in context? I mean, not just with her specifically, but even with the president and the first lady. Not to put words in your mouth, but I mean, is it like you just want to have your own memories and not think of all
Miss Sukley?
Yes, and of all that other stuff that's going on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
When John, when you think of your time here and seeing how this place has changed and how it has ultimately been preserved for future generations, what does that mean to you?
I think it's been wonderful to have this area preserved. We made some mistakes along the line, Joe.
Like what?
Some of the buildings across the road that actually Elliot was involved in it. I think it would have been wonderful if we didn't have a movie theater and we had a gift shop at one time. And we also had a gasoline station across the road at one time. And I think it would be wonderful if those things had not been there. But we've done a fairly good job of preserving, and we were trying to preserve the old section of the village, the old crossroads area that the president would have been familiar with. We have some zoning issues, and we're trying to do a better job of it.
Now, how about the famous story about the car being wrecked?
Should I tell you that story?
Yes.
I found out about it in Jeffrey Ward's book, as a matter of fact. My uncle grew up in Hyde Park, my father's brother, and he was married at the time, and FDR decided to take him down to Washington as a chauffeur when he was Assistant Secretary of the Navy. The story goes that the president went out on a shakedown cruise, on a cruiser, I think, and was away for a week, and my uncle took his Roosevelt's secretary out on the town one night, and he had purchased a new car. I understand he wrecked the car, and when the president came back from the cruise, they said, "What are we going to do with Henry?" So they decided that Henry was to go back to Hyde Park. So he came back to Hyde Park, and I think the president got him a job on the New York Central Railroad, and he spent the rest of his life working on the New York Central Railroad.
Yeah, at least you have rails there. Yes, it's easier to keep the car straight and narrow.
He didn't do a very good job.
Well, it's an absolute delight to have the two of you here. I thank you so much for being with us and sharing. Yeah.
I saw Tarki Lombardi here.
I think you just left.
His name is connected with Syracuse University, but
that's right.
One thing I must say about the president that had a great impact on my life is the GI Bill of Rights after World War II. Gee, what a wonderful thing he did. I think it's one of the most wonderful pieces of legislation ever passed in this country. It changed our whole outlook here. It was a wonderful thing he did.
Well, we thank you for sharing your memories and for being with us and for so much that you've done to the community. And I mean, the two of you, of what you've done and what you've donated back to this community is just incredible. And we all thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much.
It's an honor to be here, Joe. We're a little bit overwhelmed by it.
Well, thank you very much.